Okay, Rabbosei. So, we have a whole amud here on Kuf Lamed Amud Beis about the Isser of carrying in a chatzar without an Eir Chaseros. So it's not a major topic, it's really tangential to our perek, so I'm not going to talk about it much, but just a few minutes to get an idea of the basic gedra of this Isser. It's an Isser that I think is very halach l'maisa, and people really don't know about it. What exactly is the Isser? So the Gemara is talking about carrying the knife up from Milan, carrying it through Gagan Chatzeros and Karfufos. So Stam, people who know about the Erev Chatzeros, so they assume that the concept of Erev Chatzeros is that in addition to needing an Erev, to have a wall enclosing the area, you also have to have an Erev Chatzeros. If you don't have an Erev Chatzeros, people assume that it's as if you don't have a wall. It's like you don't have an Erev. You don't have an Erev, you can't carry. So, we see in our sugya, it's much more limited than that, what the Isser is. Right, so one point we see in our sugya is that you can't, if you have a chatzar and there's no Erev, so the kelim sheshafsu b'chatzar, any kli that was in the chatzar, you're still allowed to carry. You're allowed to carry it anywhere in the enclosure, right? If you have a lawn chair, or you have a stroller, and there's Erev surrounding the town, but there's no Erev Chaseros. So you'll still be allowed to roll your stroller, because your stroller wasn't in the house on Shabbos. It was started Shabbos in the chatzar outside, and therefore you could bring it, the Gemara says about the Milo knife, if the Milo knife was outside of your house, you could carry it from Gag and Chatzeros Karfufos, you could carry it anywhere inside the enclosure. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, actually, yeah. Question. Does this apply with the Carmelis as well?
So we're talking about an enclosed area. If it's a Carmelis, right, to be able to carry, you have to be surrounded on all sides, right? Min HaTorah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you have to be surrounded by three walls, and Midrabanan, you have to also have a fourth wall. Right? That's our whole discussion, our Gemara, about a Mavoi. That a Mavoi, it's enough, even though the fourth side is open, because it's part of a whole complex of Batim and Chaseros. But basically, if you don't have four walls, you can't carry out of your Dalet Amos. It's no different halachic than Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, except that it's Drabbanan. But when it's enclosed, so it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, there's no problem. The only problem is that you don't have Erev Chatzeros. Meaning the Isser of not having Erev Chatzeros means that even though it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but a Chazal or Masakin, you can't carry from one person's Rosh Hashanah to another person's Rosh Hashanah. Like, for example, if you have a house, one half of the house belongs to Reuven, the other half belongs to Shimon. And they each have their own table, they each live separately. But there's a door connecting the two houses. On Shabbos, if you don't have an Erev Chaseros, you can't carry from Reuven's house into Shimon's house. Just through the door. Just to go down the door connecting the two houses. You can't carry anything from one side to the other because you need an Erev Chaseros. Right, the same thing in an apartment building. The whole thing, it's all one Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's enclosed. But when you carry out of your house, you're carrying from your Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashanah shared by the neighbors. So that's transferring from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So right, this is a big issue in places where they don't know about Erev Chaseros. So even if you're a bit of a machmer, right? So, like in my neighborhood, we have an Erev, and it's put up by very frum people, and they're careful that all those sort of Pesach should be good. We're all surrounded. But the problem is, what about the Erev Chatzeros? Is there a good Erev Chatzeros? Right, so it's not so pashut. Right, we don't have time to talk about it so much, but it's not so pashut. Erev Chatzeros, so you have bread, and you're makna the bread to everyone in the Chatzer, but there's also Gayim in the Chatzer. By Gayim, you have to do Schiras Rishos. They also have to be included in the Erev, and you have to be Socher Rishos from all the Gayim, every guy who lives in your town. And in Queens, you have an Erev in Queens, you have to do a kinyan with every guy in Queens. So what do they do? So the standard is with Stan, like in my neighborhood, the enclosure is very good. But Lameisa, how did they accomplish being so crucial? So they do it with the fire chief. Someone goes and gives the fire chief $1. And the fire chief has rishus on everyone's house in the town, because as the fire chief, he's he can be seen as an employee, and like he works in everyone's house. And therefore, you give the dollar to the fire chief, you know, and that forever makes it that any Erevin in the domain of that fire chief now have accomplished having a good Erev. That's the concept. I mean, even though the fire chief's long retired, even though new houses have been built, more Gaim have moved in, built houses, and different people live here, but because you had that spirit rishus. So that's the, right? So I'm saying it, and I'm saying it seriously, because that's what everyone does, but you can just hear in it that it's not the most solid thing in the world. Okay, so some people, I'll just say some people, I'm one of those people, but they rely on Erevin as being enclosures, but you still don't have a good Erev Chatzeros. So what are you allowed to carry? So we see from our Gemara that just because there's no Erev Chatzeros, it doesn't mean that you're finished, because the area isn't closed, so therefore there's a heter to carry anything that was Shavas Bechatzer. Meaning something, right, if I go into my shul, right, let's say I go into my shul on Shabbos, and now I want to carry a chumash from the chumash shelf to my makom. So there's no Erev Chatzeros, so maybe I can't carry it. No, but it's not a problem, because the chumash was shoveis in the chatzer, it wasn't inside a house. And therefore, I'm allowed to carry that chumash anywhere inside the Erev. When does the Gemara tell us there's a problem? The Gemara tells us the problem is by Kalim Sheshafsu Babayis. If a Kli was in the Bayis, right, unless the Sakin, if the Sakin start off in the Mavui before Shabbos, so there's no problem carrying it to this baby that's at the other ends of the Mavui. Or you can even carry it Derech Gagan Chetzeres for Karfufos. The baby is in one Chatzer. I'm allowed to bring the knife. The knife was sitting before Shabbos in Reuven's chatzer. I'm allowed to bring it over, three chatzeros over, to Shimon's chatzer and do the mila there. Right? Even not like Rabbi Elazar. That's not an issue. You're allowed to carry it. So that's the din. Right? It's a very strange halacha. Right? This halacha is very. And that's part of what makes this Amud so hard, is because it's so unfamiliar. Like, what are you talking about? Why on earth should that be? If it starts in someone's house, so now you can't take it out of the house, because then I'm being motzi mirshus l'rshus. So the concept is a pretty foreign concept, right? But that's Pasht Pshat Gemara. But what is Pshat? So I'll just say what I think Pasht Pshat is, and then we'll talk. A little bit of halacha. Otsa is a very mysterious Indian. The Tosus, the beginning of Shabbos, tells us the basis for Otsa. He gets this from a Gemara in Haros Daf Dalet, or at least one Gerson at Gemara. The Gemara says that Otsa is learned from Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, that by collecting the man, right? When they collected the man, it says they collect them on before Shabbos, but on Shabbos, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, and then it says, Shvu Ish Tachtav. On the Yom HaShabbos, Shvu Ish Tachtav. Every person stays in his place. So from Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, the Gemara explains, Tosuf says, in the beginning, he says, that means don't carry things out of your makom. And it's referring to the people collecting money. That when you collect the money, you take your basket outside of your house to collect the money. Then you bring the mom back into your house. So it says, no, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, don't go out carrying your basket, because that's an Isra of Hotsa. There's another Isra, Shvu Ish Tachtav. Shvu Ish Tachtav, Chazal Darshan, that you should be in your place. That's referring to Dal Ramos. You have to stay in your Dal Ramos. That's a makor for the Isser of Dal Amos, possibly it's a makor for the Isser of Dal Amos and Rosh Hashanah. Right? You can't take from Rosh Hashanah Yachat to Rosh Hashanah, and you also can't carry Dal Amos and Rosh Hashanah. That's the basic thing of Tzad Raisa. Now, Chazal uses Drasha for other things as well. You might have seen this year that it's used for Erev Tchumim. On a, at least on the Smachta level, it's Darshan for Erev Tchumim. The Gemara in Erev and Daftan Al says, Al Yeitze Ish Mekomo, don't go out of your place, that means don't go out of your 2,000 Amos. Shvu Ish Tachtav, don't go out of your Dal Amos. Right, Tachtav, stay in your place, which is explained as being Dal Amos. That's talking about if someone goes out of their Tchum, if someone finds himself out of his Tchum, he somehow accidentally walked out of his Tchum on Shabbos, he can't walk out of his Dal Amos. He has to Shvuish Tachlev, he actually has to stay in his Dal Amos. And about Makkum, on a Teraisa level, going out of your Makkum means taking things out of Rosh Hashayachid, but on a Drabbanon, there's a concept of Makkum being your place of Shvisa. Right? Wherever you're Shovis, your place of Shvisa, that's your house. The place where you are, the Gemara says, your place of Shvisa is where your bread is, makom pita, where you keep your food, your house, and therefore you can't walk 2,000 amos out of your house. Right? Of course, we don't. Yeah. By Erev Chatzeres, it seems to be a similar type of concept, is that your house is your makom, that's your place. Right, by gathering of the man, you took the food into your makom, and now the place of your food is your makom, so you're the place where Reuven keeps his food. That's Reuven's makom. Don't go out from there. Don't carry things out from there. So something that was shavus in your house, it gets a din that this is miyuchid to Reuven's house. Reuven can't take it to a different rishos. He can't take it out into to the joint chatzer rishos, because that's moving into different rishos. If the food, if the object started, the meal and knife started in out, not in someone's house, it wasn't shoveis in a house of a person, but mela, it's not, it doesn't apply to it the restrictions of carrying in a chatzer. The maisa, the area is enclosed, so you can carry it anywhere you want. Okay, so that's the first thing to know. Like, right? You go to an apartment complex. My son was calling last week. He was in an apartment complex in Florida, and there's no Erev Chatzeres. So lemaisa, you can still carry what you want to carry on the terrace, as long as it's on the terrace before Shabbos. Right? You just can't carry from your house out into that area. But if you're right, if you're in an apartment building, they don't have an Erev Chatzeres. Very often they don't. So you can still carry things that are there. Fine. Now Rashi has a chiddush here. And Gilgan Ashas is Cholgan Rashi. What about Kael Shashafsu Babayis? Kael Shashafsu Babayis, we know you can't take out of your house. But what if you did take them out of your house into the Chatzar? Now can you carry them? So there's a lot of ways you can take them out of your house. You could take them out of your house, not by accident, or you could take them out of your house, you know, maybe someone did hold by the Eir, so he did carry it out of the house. Rashi says by us, he says if someone was to carry his clothes, wear his clothes into a chatzar, take clothes that started Shabbos in his house and carry it into his chatzar. So Rashi says you're allowed to carry it anywhere in the chatzar. Rashi says in Mutl Tals Vakulo, Masha Nimsa Vesocho, O Begadav Shal Tzian Min Habayis Vesocho, Derech Malbush, Poshtan Umataltalan Vakulo. Says you could take. If you take it out of your house, you're wearing it, so now you can carry it anywhere in the chatzar. The only difference between kelim sheshavsu b'bayis and kelim sheshavsu b'chatzar is that the kelim that started off Shabbos in the chatzar, you can carry even from one chatzar to another chatzar. You can go from Reuben's chatzar to Shimon's chatzar. The kelim that a person carries out of his house, let's say Reuben is in a chatzar, he shares with Shimon. He wears his coat into the chatzar, takes off his coat. So Rashi says you can still carry his coat anywhere around the chatzar. It's just that if he wants to now take his coat to a different chatzar, he wants to move from Reuven Shimon's chatzar into Levi Yehuda's chatzar, so that he's not allowed to do, because that's moving from Rishus to Rishus. But in his chatzar, he can be metal to the kula. So that's a big hatter, right? let's say you know a little bit about Erev Chaser. So let's say my neighbor was to invite me over to have a suda with him in the in his backyard. So Maisa, all the food's been brought there by someone who did hold by the Erev. And I'm allowed to carry in a chatzar. What chatzar I could carry? There's no issue of carrying a chatzar. The pshat being is because the whole problem of carrying Dala Amos is because it's Asr and Rishas HaRabim. That's one of the things that are Asr and Rishas HaRabim. In a chatzar, you're Rishas HaYachid. There's no problem here of carrying Dala Amos. This is all one Rishas. The problem is just carrying from Reuven's Rishas to Shimon's Rishas. But carrying Dala Amos, you don't find such Isr. So that's what Rashi says here. Tosu says that in Erev and Sadi Aleph as well, that you can carry, you just can't carry from Rishos to Rishos, but there's no problem carrying Dalet Amos in a chaser that's not Ma'orev. The Gilin Hashas here of Kiva Eger's Cholik, and he just argues on Rashi. He just says he doesn't know where Rashi's coming from. Why should he be able to carry Bechlal? If it's Shabbos B'Bayis, you can't carry out of Dalet and Amos. He says it as if it's Pashat. In the Chedusha Rav Kiv Eger, he says a little more. He quotes to you that the Rashba says this in Avodas HaKodesh. The Rashba also writes this as Dover Pashat, there's no Erev Chaseris, and it was Shavas Bayis. You can't carry it in outside of Dalet Amos. So this is Machlokas. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a Magen Avram. He brings up Maril. He says the Maril says in a place if you're in a city, let's say a walled city, and you're in shul, but there's no Erev Chaseros, or for some reason you think the Erev Chaseros isn't good, so it says you're allowed to carry everything in the shul. You're allowed to carry the sidurim in the shul, but that which was Shavas Babayas, if you wore your coat into the shul, you have to hang it up right away on the hanger. Take it off and hang it in the hanger because you can't carry your coat out of Dalet Amos in the shul. Wow, right? You never heard of this. I felt like you must think I'm making this up. Okay, but if you did the sugya well, so that's what Rav Kiva Eger says here. He says that in a chatzar that's not Mu'revis, even though it's totally, you know, it's walled, it's roofed, but Lamaitza, since it's the rishus of many people, and this coat came, started Shabbos in my rishus, and now it's in the rishus of the whole city. So now you can't carry it out of Dalet Amos. So Mishnah Berurah talks about the machlokas. He's not really machria. The Chazanish in Simon Kuf Dalet. So he says he doesn't understand Rav Kiva Eger. He doesn't know where Rav Kiva Eger is coming from. He says the Isser of the whole din of Erev Chaseros, not having Erev is just an Isser of carrying from Reuven's Rishos to Shimon's Rishos. Lamaisa, this is not a Carmelis, this is Rishos HaYachid. There's nothing to do. What do I care that this is a public Rishos? It's a public Rishos, but it's not a Carmelis, it's not a Rishos HaRabim. There's no problem with Dalet Amos. We never saw such a problem. The problem is a different problem. It's nothing to do. This isn't a Carmelis. It's not like there's no wall. There is a wall. It's just a problem carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus. As long as you're staying in the Rishus, you're not going over the border of one Rishus to the other Rishus, so there's no problem carrying. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. He's cholik on the Maril, and he says, it's Pashut. You're allowed to carry in the whole shul. There's no problem carrying in the shul because the Maisa, you're not going from Rishus to Rishus. The whole Rishus, the whole shul is one Rishus. It's the Rishus of the tzibur, and but it's Rishus HaYachid, so there's no problem carrying in Rishus HaYachid. So that's the machlokas. The ikra seems to be the bimekel. The Rav Kiva Eger and the Rashba really are strange. The Chazanish says he really doesn't understand what it is. Actually, I looked at Rav Kiva Eger carefully. What he seems to say is that anytime you're carrying Dalet Amos in a area that's a joint Rishus, so there's an Isser being Motzi Rishus L'Rishus. He says that's called being Motzi Rishus L'Rishus, even though it's one Rishus. It's all Rishus of the Tzibur and the Shul. But when you carry out of Dalet Amos in the building, so that's like you're going from Rishus L'Rishus. That's all he says. I'll just say what I assume he means. Maybe this is a Baal Amar. This is a Baal Amar on Shabbos Tadivav. This well-known Baal Amar that says, ask the question, why is it Asr to carry Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos? But it's a funny kind of Isser. Like, why is that? What does it have to do? It's like a Toldah of Hotzah. Hotzah is going for Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. This is moving Dalet Amos. What's the Yisod? So L'chaira, the Yisod is that when you're in a place that's not one person's rishas, it's a joint rishas, and you're carrying, what the Baal Amar says is that every person has Dalet Amos. Like there's a din in Kinyanim, that Dalet Amos Shalavim Konoslo. It's like Dalet Amos forms a rishas. A person has Dalet Amos. So when you carry from in your Dalet Amos to outside your Dalet Amos, there's an inyan that you're going from rishas to rishas. The Baal Amar says it's like you're bringing in a new into, it's like a new kinesa into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So to hear, maybe you could say that Rav Kiva Eger held that whenever you go Dalet Amos, if you travel from one room to another room in a shul, it's like we view it as if it's coming anew into a joint Rosh Hashanah. This coat that started in my Rosh Hashanah now is going anew into the Tzibra's Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's not so clear. I'll just say halachah l'maisa. Just halachah l'maisa. If you have a suffix on the Erev Chatzeros, but you know the area is enclosed, so what you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to carry from your house outside of your house. Once it's outside your house, anything that's outside of your house, you're allowed to carry anywhere, anywhere in that public rishos. Right? So if you have right, you have a little kid. If you leave your stroller outside and you have an enclosed area, but there's no area of chatzeros, and you have a little kid in your house, if the kid could walk out of the house himself, and you have a stroller that's been sitting out of the house from before Shabbos, so you're allowed to push the kid around in the stroller, as long as you don't go into a new rishas. Right? As long as you don't go visit your neighbor. When you visit your neighbor, you have to stop the stroller, take the kid out of the stroller, let the kid walk into your neighbor's house. All right. Okay. So that's just that's halacha l'maisa from our sugya. It's maybe about your appetite to learn Erevin. Maybe it'll scare you away to stay away from Erevin. Okay, but let's go back to Mila and our parents. Oh. Okay. So, Kuf Lamed Aleph, we have this amazing sugya here. This is really an unbelievable sugya. That Rebbe Elazar was matter, machshirei mitzvah on Shabbos, not only for Mila. Then when we saw it was matter Mila, okay, Mila, amazing mitzvah. So the whole Torah, the beginning of the whole Torah is Mila Pris. Fine, Stocha Shabbos. Okay. But now we get this very strange dinim that Rabbi Lezer holds every mitzvah. Shofar, Lulav, Sukkah, they're all the Machshirim. Are Docha Shabbos. Zapala. The whole Zapala. The Gemara even had it sad. The Gemara says, wants to know. It thinks maybe you can even learn tzitzis and mezuzah. And then the Gemara says, no, lo l'kol l'amar Rabbi Elazar. It's not all mitzvos. Mezuzah and tzitzis, since he could be mafker, he has the right to be mafker in his house and be part from mezuzah, so therefore Rabbi Elazar says the machshirim ran tocha Shabbos. But if not, it says that we see that we need a lima to learn that Shtei Alechem is Docha Shabbos from Omer. So you see, you don't stop learning automatically from Omer to Shtei Alechem is Africa is Gzeir Shava. It sounds like there's an amazing idea here, is that we really could have learned, that all mitzvahs, they're just Docha Shabbos and even the Machshirim. Right, it's just a Pella, right? It's a Pella, why? It's just very Balabatish is a Pella, because Shabbos is Chiyu Skila. Seems to be, up there with the most chamer isurim in the Torah, right? It also has an assay. It's also a mitzvah assay. It's not just a los assay. Why is it that these mitzvah assays, they just knock it out? But also, we don't find that Rabbi Eliezer argues by other Isura. By Shabbos, he's very mekel, but Bekol Torah Kul is a klal of Esei Dochalos Asei. That Esei Dochalos Asei, but only if the Los Asei doesn't have an Asei with it. Only if the Los Asei doesn't have Karis with it. It's not such a Chamer Los Asei. Only if at the moment you're being Mekayim, you're being over on the Los Asei, you're being Mekayim the Asei. But a Machshir of an Asei, to help you do an Asei, you can't be over a Los Asei. What's Pshat here? Shabbos, suddenly, we're very makel by Shabbos. Push off Shabbos. So what's the Pshat? It's also interesting, maybe it's a little bit of a clue, but the Gemara says something interesting in Kof Lamed Beis. The Gemara has an interesting half, I mean. The Gemara says, maybe you don't need a mucker to know that Mila is Docha Shabbos. Maybe it's Pashat that Mila is Docha Shabbos, because Mila is Docha Tzaras. Right? We learn from Yimul Basar or Lasso that Mila is Docha Tzaras. If Mila is Docha Tzaras, Kol Shekin is Docha Shabbos. Because Shabbos is very kal. Why is Shabbos very kal? The Gemara says, because you do the Avodah on Shabbos. Avodah is Docha Shabbos. We see Shabbos is kal. There's this kula in Shabbos. They do a vote on Shabbos. So that perhaps is a clue that something on Shabbos, perhaps, is more makel than other Yisurim. So you find this really spoken out very clearly by Rabbeinu Chananel. This Gemara in Yuma Mem Vav. Gemara tells an amazing din that the Pasuk says, of course, the Pasuk tells you bring a cover Muslim on Shabbos. But the Pasuk says by the Tumen, it says that Karbani lach mitishmer lahakar li b'moadai. B'moadai. B'moadai, it has to be on the right time, even on Shabbos, right? Like Karban Pesach is b'moadai, it has a set time for this Karban. You bring it even on Shabbos. B'moadai afilu b'tumah. Even if there's tumah. Even if. That if one person is tamei, of course you can't bring karbon, but if Rov the Tzibur is tamei, so you're allowed to bring karbanos b'tumah. It's so important. So the Gemara says there, there's a chilak. The Gemara says that the avodah, that Shabbos is hutra with the avodah. Shabbos is completely mutter before the avodah, whereas tumah, even though it's learned from the same drasha, but tumah is only dechuya. It says this din that once chutra, once dechuya. Now, what does that? What do those words mean? So Rashi explains, chutra, Shabbos is chutra b'nei avoda. Rashi says means it's heter gamer. Heter gamer means when you bring a carbon on Shabbos, when you bring a carbon Pesach on Shabbos, there's no chil Shabbos bechlal. Whereas dechuya, tumas dechuya b'tzibur, Rashi says that means that it's not completely mutter. But it's midochek. Midochek, we're matter you to do it because of the knee, but it's not mamash chutra. Nafkamina, the Gemara says a nafkamina. The Gemara says nafkamina. One is that by tumah, if you could find a tar kohen, you have to try to find a tar kohen. You try to find a way not to do it with tumah. Also, the Gemara says another nafkamina. The Gemara says about the buster of the carbon. When you bring a carbon, the carbon, to be a kosher carbon, you have to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. In addition to that, there's a mitzvah to bring the basar of the carbon onto the mizbeach. But that's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. And also there's a din that the basar could be brought at night. You could bring a motzi Shabbos. Any carbon you bring, the blood has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach in the day. But you could wait till the night time. In the middle of the night, you could go and bring the emurim and the basar onto the mizbeach. The Gemara says, since Shabbos is Hutra in front of Avoda, therefore, even though it'd be okay, you could leave the meat of the carbon over until most of Shabbos and then put on the carbon, you should put it on Shabbos, you should put the meat on the Mizbeach because it's Hutra. There's mamash no issur there, so there's no reason to try to get out of it. Whereas by Tumah, Tumah is only the Chuyah B'tzibur, so therefore you're allowed to do the part of the carbon that's Ma'akev. But the extra part of the carbon, the mila and the carbon, the hid, whatever, the shleimus of the mitzvah to bring the meat onto the mizbeach, so you're not allowed to do that when you're tamei, because it's only zechuya. So the shaila is, how did the Gemara know this? How did the Gemara know to say that Shabbos is chatzra? Right? Why isn't Tum also chatzra? So Rabbeinu Chananel says Yisod, which is other Shonim also, he says it's because it's a feirish pasuk by Shabbos. The pasuk says, he quotes the pasuk says, Ubayom HaShabbos Shnei Chavasim. On Shabbos, you bring two Chavasim as your Musaf. The Musaf is Gufa to bring out the Kedusha Shabbos. Every day there's a special Kedusha, we bring out that Kedusha, we appreciate that Kedusha, we tap into that Kedusha by bringing the special carbon on the Mizbeach. You bring a carbon on Shabbos, Gufa for Kedusha Shabbos. The Musaf of Shabbos, we say, Yom HaShabbos Shnei Chavasim. So Vada, you see that there are malachas, you can do malachas on Shabbos, has nothing to do, this isn't Chil Shabbos. It's not Chil Shabbos, oh, it's so important to bring a carbon, so therefore we push off Shabbos to bring a carbon. No, this is not Chil Shabbos. There's no Chil Shabbos going on here whatsoever. B'chlal not. And what would the Hesber be? The Hesber could be very pashut, is that what Shabbos is really perhaps different than other Isurim. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is the os. It's kedusha. It says anyone. Shabbos is kodesh, and therefore kol machal leha yumas. If you're machal the kedusha of Shabbos, and you do work, you know sheish siyam tas lachtech. If you do your work on Shabbos, so memela that's a chilul to Shabbos. But if what you're doing on Shabbos is kula kedusha, it's bringing a carbon, that's not a steer to Shabbos. It seems to be by the Omer also. It seems to see a very similar type of drasha. Pasuk says about Shabbos, "Bechar shebekatzer tishbos." That you bechar shebekatzer tishbos. That you don't plow and you don't harvest. So the Gemara says, just like harisha is rishus, there's never a time that there's never a mitzvah to plow. So too katsira that's asur in Shabbos is dafka katsira of rishus. Dafka is rishus, but a katsira of mitzvah is not asur on Shabbos, and therefore katsira of omer is mutter on Shabbos. You're allowed to do katsira of the omer on Shabbos. Some mela. Mela understands why the Gemara has this idea that maybe even with no katsira shava, we should be able to learn from katsira of omer to shtei lechem. The ma'aser we see something as a mitzvah. That's not the issur. The issur is doing your malacha, but there's a certain threshold of mitzvah that this is enough of a mitzvah to say it's mitzvah. It's not a steer to Shabbos. L'chor that's pshat mezuzah and tzitzis. So that's not docha Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because it's not mamash mitzvah. It's sort of just a rishus. Because you could be mafia your house. You don't have to put up a mezuzah on Shabbos. If you're mafia your house, the mele's not your house. You don't need a mezuzah. If you're mafia your baged, you don't need tzitzit. So mele, it's not mamish mitzvah. It's a little bit rishos. So mele, that's not enough to say this is not chil Shabbos. So mele is chil Shabbos. But if you're lezer, you can say hell that no. There's really things that it should stop a chil Shabbos. Right? It's not that we push off Shabbos, but that this is not chil Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Elazar, but this really has a lot of nafkaminas, many nafkaminas lagabe every time that Shabbos is mutter. That there's many areas of halacha we seem to find that Shabbos, we're quicker pushing off Shabbos, and we're more makel than we would be by other Isurim. So the most well-known case of this is Indian discussion of Shonas for halacha in Archaim Shin Chavches. That what's the din if you have a sukkah and Shabbos and the doctor says he needs to eat meat? If he doesn't eat meat, he might die. So what do you do for this guy? So you have a problem. You have a problem. You have lots of meat. The problem is the meat's from McDonald's. It's nevela. You have nevela meat. So give him nevela meat. He's a chol. What's the problem? Oh, so halach is not that way. We say, no, it's better to shecht on Shabbos. If you could wait. So you should sheft on Shabbos, cook on Shabbos, and give him that meat. That's better than giving him a piece of very nice, well-cooked nevela that you have in your refrigerator. So why is that? So Rishonim say, slight different versions of what Rishonim say, but they say that the pshat is, I just the way that the Tashbitz writes this, Tashbitz writes this, on the Marmakomus, the Meir writes it also on the Marmakomus. So they both write that the reason is because Shabbos is Chutzra b'pnei b'kuach nefesh, whereas Neveila, it's only Dechuya. Meaning, if you allow the guy to eat Neveila because he's sick, okay, he's sick, he has to eat Neveila, he definitely can eat Neveila, but he's eating Neveila. He's eating Neveila, but he's allowed to eat the Neveila because of the circumstances. But he's still eating Neveila. Whereas by Shabbos, it's Chutzra, meaning you're not being Mechal Shabbos Bechlal. You're being Mechal Shabbos. Why are you being Mechal Shabbos? You're being Mechal Shabbos to keep me alive. That's Bechlal, seeing that's not Chil Shabbos. That's not a Stira to Shabbos. That's Bechlal, not a Stira. There's a nice Chassam Sofer. So he says, this is Ayin Tess in the Tshuvos. Chassam Sofer says, he says, the Pshat is, look at Chazal's drushes. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael, it's a Shabbos. Lassus, it's a Shabbos. L'dorosam bris olam. Keep Shabbos, that you should create Shabbos, that there should be a bris olam b'nei b'nei Yisrael. Chal Shabbos echav shvil shetishma Shabbos is harba. Now, what is it? When I keep a Yid alive, I'm not being mechal the Kedusha of Shabbos, I'm enhancing the Kedusha of Shabbos. Right now, there's going to be a Yid who's going to keep many Shabbosim. So we're not viewing this as a stira to Shabbos, l'hafach. This is a chizik to that bris between Hashem and Chal Yisrael, the bris of Shabbos. It's enhancing it. In the same way the Karbanos, it's enhancing the bris of Shabbos. This is also, it's not a chil to that Kedusha. Another place you see this, Yuma Pei Dalet, you see an amazing din. The din is by Chil Shabbos. This is one of the, the things that Hatzalah lives by, is that the Gemara says, when you have to Mechal Shabbos, it says, don't be Mechal Shabbos, not only day Goyim, don't ask a Goy to be Mechal Shabbos for you, not only day Ketanim, not only day Nashim, Ela day Gedola Yisrael. You should look for Gedola Yisrael. Okay, I don't know who Gedola Yisrael means. But it means, you should look the most chashuv person is one who should be the one who's osik in chil Shabbos. So why? Why do you have the guy do it? It's the guy that he'll do it for you. You don't have to be chil Shabbos. So the pshat is, it's not chil Shabbos. And you want to show it's not chil Shabbos. Lahafech. They're chasing after being in that cell, right? You can't get in that cell. It's hard to get in that cell. You have to, at least in Muncie, it's like they have a whole screening. It's tremendous to be Mechal Shabbos from Kuach Nefesh. Just one other Gemara, I think this brings this out. Menachos Samach Dalet is an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the din if you have a fisherman who's fishing on Shabbos? He knows he's Shabbos. No, he doesn't know it's Shabbos. He forgot it's Shabbos, but he's fishing and he wants to catch fish. Little does he know, there was a different ship out there, and a Jewish baby fell into the water on Shabbos, and he fishes, he puts it in his net, and he pulls up his net full of fish, and out with the net comes this little baby. And it turns out he saved the baby. So he had no idea there was a baby there who was just trying to catch his fish. So the Gemara says, Afal Pikin is pater from a chattis. He doesn't have to bring a carbon chattis. Why? He was trying to do a mice of Chil Shabbos. He was trying to catch fish. He wasn't trying. He can't say, he didn't do anything wrong because he did a Hatzalas Lefashos. No, he didn't know there was Hatzalas Lefashos. If he asked anyone, should I fish on Shabbos? We tell him, no, don't fish on Shabbos. So what he did, it wasn't that he's over. Pshat is, the Gemara says, not Chil Shabbos, because a mice, which in that maisa he did, gave life to a tinok. That's not a maisa of Chil Shabbos. That's a maisa of Kiyum Shabbos. But Mela, it's not Chil Shabbos. So just mention a few more examples of this that are really lemaisa. So he says a tremendous chiddush. Not everyone takes this chiddush, but some take this chiddush. Even the halacha many take this chiddush. He says we find it in Yom Kippur. The Gemara says there's a Mishnah in Yuma, Pei Beis. It says if someone's sick on Yom Kippur, you ask the doctor. If the doctor says this guy needs to eat, if not, he might die. So we feed the guy in Yom Kippur. The Gemara says you dafka feed him al day b'kiyum. And the Gemara has a whole arichus of how do you assess what if one doctor says one way, what other doctor says another way. How do you assess if this guy really is just, he really might die if you don't feed him? So you have to ask the experts to figure it out. So that's by Yom Kippur, by eating on Yom Kippur. What's funny is this is another Gemara. Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches. And the Gemara says, Dover Pasha, that any Chol Sheish was Sakana or Bechal Shabbos to any Tzorach he has, any Chol, it talks about a woman who gives birth on Shabbos, anything she needs, you do for her, even if she doesn't say she needs it, but if it's something that people need, you do for her, any Bechal Shabbos. And the Gemara says, even to light a candle for her, you light a candle for the Chol. And the Gemara says, even if you don't need the candle, it just will give her Yishu Hadas. And the Gemara says, even if the woman's blind, she can't use a candle. But she'll feel better knowing there's light in the room, because she'll know if there's an emergency, people will be able to see things. That's enough. You Michal Shabbos, you light the candle. It sounds, what's the... So the Magid Mishnah says, this is a point not everyone agrees with, it's even Halachal Maisa, it's a question for you, rely on the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah writes, this is Shabbos Perek Beis, Halach Yudalad. He says, by Shabbos, even if the Rofim are telling you, the Chol will not die if you don't do this for him, Afal Pikein, if it's a need of the Chola, this will make the Chola feel a little bit better. It's conceivable that feeling a little better will end up making him live a little longer, and therefore you mechal Shabbos. Need of a chola, right? What's the pella? What's the difference? Why by Yom Kippur we seem to be so machmer? Says the Chelkas Yoav, the pshat is what we're saying. The Shabbos is chutzra. If you're being mechal Shabbos. But you're being Michal Shabbos, the only reason you're doing this mitzvah is to help keep someone alive. It's far-fetched. It's unlikely, very unlikely. But it's conceivable. But maybe it's not Chil Shabbos, they're okay with it. By Yom Kippur, if you eat on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But, Lameisa, have you been Mekayim, Venisim, Snafshul Seichem? Have you fasted on Yom Kippur? You haven't fasted on Yom Kippur. It says, Kol Nefesh Shalos Una. You haven't been mad at yourself. Lameisa on Yom Kippur, you ate. You can't say you kept it. Mameila, you might conceivably die 1 in a million. That's not enough because right, always by mitzvah. You know, shluchei mitzvah ain't a nezakim. If a person's doing a mitzvah, you only don't do the mitzvah out of fear for sakanas nefashos if it's bari hezeka. There has to be a really grounded fear in order to be over nisser. But Shabbos, even if it's not a great hundred fill, a maisa, my chil Shabbos is not chil Shabbos. You see that also I thought, the halacha is, you know, a little far from our sugya, but on Rosh Hashanah, Pesach Rosh Hashanah talks about the din that if the Eidim who come to tell Bezdin about the new moon, so they're mechal Shabbos. Machlokas, what about if the new moon was seen, it wasn't a cloudy day and it was near a Ba'alo. It wasn't cloudy, there's no reason it should be so hard to see this new moon. Do we say that the Eidim are allowed to drive to Bezdin to be made about the Chodesh? So the halach is, halach al-maisin ramah they could. Because And even if we see them going and we know that, there's no way in the world there's already 100 Edom there. Since this guy doesn't know 100% sure that there are Edom who came to Bezin who actually saw it, he could be Mechal Shabbos. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is because it's not Chil Shabbos. Fine. So just one last point here, just we see in our sugya. Maybe you didn't get to this yet, but on Kuf Lamed Gimel, it's the Gemara's talking about Mila B'Tzeras. The Gemara says, you're allowed to do Mila B'Tzeras, but the Gemara says, L'chayra, if you do Mila B'Tzeras, and if you stop and have a random person do the Mila, L'chayra, there should be any Isser. Because the Gemara says, it should be Dovshen M'Skavim. If you still have a mole being mild with Saras, that should be a key of the mitzvah of Mila, and it should not be being over the Isser of Katsitas Saras. Because you're not cutting off Saras, because the mole is just being mechavit to the Mila. He couldn't care less whether this baby is tummy or tahar, whether he has Saras. So he cuts off the Saras. It's not what he's thinking about, he doesn't care about it, he just wants to do the mitzvah of Mila. So Mela, he'll do the Mitzvah Mila, and there'll be no Isser of Ketitzas Teras. Okay, the Gemara calls it Darshan Miskavin. Okay, this is a sugi here that we're not going to talk about because it's not an Indian. Why that's called Darshan Miskavin, but just accept that that's called Darshan Miskavin. The Mohel is not Mechavin Tekel Teras, so it's totally Beheter. So that would be totally Beheter. So the Gemara says, what about the father? Do we let the father do it? So no, the father we don't let do it, because even though Mila's Dochot Teras, but that's only if you have to. Over here, tell the father, sorry, we don't want you to do the Mila, because if you do the Mila, you're going to be mechavin to cut off the tzaras, and then you're going to be over an Isser. And even though you're allowed to do a Mila and cut off the tzaras, but why give a heter if we don't have to? And therefore, the Gemara says you should have someone else do the Mila, not the father. And you say to the father, right, maybe we'll talk about this next week, but the father who's willing, the one who you think should do the Mila, right, right, he's the one who has the mitzvah Mila, and yet we say don't do it with the father in order to avoid that there'll be this being kotzis the tzaras, which is mutter, but there's no reason to do it because you could find someone who won't be mechavim. So that's the din by Mila with tzaras. Since in Shabbos it doesn't seem to be that way, right? Doesn't seem to be that way. So just one place you see this Yuma Pei Dalet. The Gemara says that if you have a kid and the kid is stuck in a room, you have a little kid and it's locked in a room. So the halacha is that we assume it's dangerous for a kid to be alone in a room. I'm not sure exactly why the Gemara tells us it's dangerous for a kid to be alone in a room, locked without parental supervision. Therefore, it says you're allowed to take an axe and chop down the door. And the Gemara says, and even if you're mechavin when you're chopping down the door, that, oh, I'm happy I'm chopping down the door because I attack some firewood. And by doing that, you're having another Isser. You're being over Sosa, but you're also over an Isser of being mechatech, of cutting firewood. After peeking, the Gemara says it's fine. And the Sefer Gemara says it's fine, even though you're mechavin to make firewood, in addition to saving the baby, it's still fine. Mashman's fine, and you don't have to. You don't have to find some way or some person who won't have this kavana. So l'chayr, it's the same pshat. That mila b'tzeras, it's also an isser, and it's an isser. If you're over the isser, you're mechavin to take out the tzeras, the mice, you're doing something wrong. You're mechavin to go against the mitzvah satayot tzeras. Whereas by Shabbos, there is b'chlal no isser. So that's l'chayr, the yisod here. All right. Okay, so next week, Ezra Shem, we're going to move a little bit because we want to like get places, but we'll hopefully start already getting close to Kuf Lamed Gimel next week. Okay, all right.